This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us here toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. We started the show out tonight talking about robots and America's fears about the future roboticized America. 72% of Americans, according to Pew Research, are very or somewhat worried about a future where robots and computers are capable of performing human jobs. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Michael is on the line with us in Virginia Beach. You were calling about apparently like the national budget, or the U.S. federal government's budget, and you talked about 70-something percent was going to pay off, and then we had to end the segment there because of the top of the hour. So what were you going to get to there?
Yeah, just the interest on the national debt consumed 74.7%. Now, this was a few months ago that figure come out. So it's probably about 75% right now.
Yeah, and that's been that way for a long time. The interest payments have been the bulk of what the IRS collects.
Okay, so any reasonable person understands that Fed government is going down.
Yes.
So the question is, how do they orchestrate the takedown so that the criminal bankers, which both Hitler and the Chinese communists managed to avoid and becoming slaves to, how do these criminal bankers maintain their power? Well, that goes back to the shooting in Las Vegas, the hurricane Puerto Rico, which was likely steered there by American technology. We can do that. We can pinpoint exactly where a hurricane will go.
Hold on. What does the debt have to do with steering hurricanes?
Well, the point is, the government will go down because of its debt situation.
What will happen when it does?
That situation never had to exist, as Hitler and the Chinese and the Canadians have proven. We can create currency, wealth, money, without debt. The Congress was given that power by the Constitution.
You don't really understand what wealth is, right? Because just printing out money doesn't create wealth. You don't understand that?
Of course I do. But listen, before I go any
further, what are you trying to say?
Well, the point very quickly is this. No government can be sustained under this kind of debt.
Agreed.
There has to be a transition to a new government.
A new government?
That's what he said, yeah.
Couldn't they just stop spending money?
No.
It's too late.
Even
if they stop spending money, they're not going to be able to pay this off.
They have to do is get to 90% of GDP and they'll increase growth.
What does that mean? They have to get to 90%.
Okay, so you take the gross domestic product number.
Yeah.
If your debt is below 90% of GDP, you'll see higher growth rates than if it is above, right? Like, this is economics, and it's macroeconomics within the first semester. And the United States is above it. It makes Greece look solvent and responsible. Mm-hmm. Except that the United States has the world reserve currency. So if the United States, if for whatever reason it decides to figure out how it's going to do it, it just simply goes ahead and pays down debt rather than, I don't know, building more battleships or, handing out more government programs, Social Security and Medicare.
But the system isn't
incredibly
built for
expensive.
That. The system isn't built for them to pay down the debt, right? It's a debt-based system.
That is a problem.
Don't the dollars that you have in your wallet represent debt?
They don't have to have as much debt.
Well, it's the government. They're not going to do what you're saying for them to do, Mark. They're not going to be fiscally responsible.
Uh-huh.
That's how they got into this place in the first place. And it doesn't matter what fools get elected into Washington, D.C. They're not going to change the course in any kind of drastic way. Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I agree with Mark. I'm not sure what hurricanes have to do or the Vegas shooter, and I don't really want to find out, try to extract that information.
Nor do I.
Because I don't feel like it'd be worth it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue. Michael's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up on the conversation. A little, we got a little off with fearing hurricanes, and I'm not saying that those theories aren't out there, but we'll try to avoid that conversation. But
all right.
So you were talking about the idea that it's harder for those under the table to. So I'm trying to go back to where we were with the conversation about the amount of money that people make when they work under the table, and it's a lower wage and then there the idea of health care, and you act as if that's an option. When you're making that little bit of money and you're forced to work under the table to bring home more money, I think we've lost the ability as a nation to provide that simple, or that what I think of as a right to health care.
Nations don't provide health care. Doctors provide health care.
Well, but it's out of reach for that class that you're talking
about. You know why?
And
because nations have been attempting to provide health care. When you ask sous chefs to do brain surgery, you're going to get bad results.
I would disagree. I had this conversation.
Sous chefs do good brain surgery?
You didn't hear what you said.
No.
No, I am disagreeing.
Okay, let's talk about rights for a second. Define the term right for me. Because this is the correct method, right? You can't say that something's right without defining it. Go ahead, define.
Well, I'm not going to get into semantics. I'm just going to say that
semantics.
Wait. Before you change it and flip it on that, how I define it. Let's just talk about the idea that for a human being to be forced into a situation where healthcare is outside of their means because of the cost of it, and you're blaming other nations for that.
I'm not blaming other nations. I'm blaming the United States government, which before Obamacare still spent about $2 out of every $3 health care dollars. You can't have a socialist system that provides good customer service and low prices. Monopolies, by their definition, have high prices.
Before Obamacare, I couldn't afford health care.
Fine. I still can't.
I could not afford
it. I pay the fine.
No one can still.
I pay the fee.
But at least you have the fine. That option's now gone. Now that's gone.
What? The option of the fine
Obamacare
is gone? What do you mean? The option of being having
Obamacare
money stolen from me by an organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence?
If you can't... Here's the difference between what Obamacare at least tried to do. At least try to put those that are not able to afford it back on the table with some kind of form. What happened is they didn't provide that money back to the states that were paying.
So now I'm supposed to be happy about good intentions?
No. We're supposed to be happy about being able to provide, make it affordable for people. I wasn't even on the table before Obamacare.
Listen,
I wasn't even on the table.
Let me describe a radical concept for you. I call it the free market. If you look at things like LASIK, if you look at things like cosmetic surgery, if you look at a variety of... What?
It doesn't work. When you have 40 million Americans that can't get insurance because they're outpriced, the concepts you're talking about...
I'm addressing price right now.
Right.
LASIK, cosmetic surgery, whole variety of medicine that is completely elective and not covered by insurance and not covered by the government. The prices have gone down year after year, providing people with better service and lower prices. The government, wherever it's been involved, the prices have gone up and the service has gone down. Do you see a correlation? Socialism doesn't work.
You're
it never has.
I get where you're going with it, but I think you're missing. You're trying to change the subject about being the quality of service. I'm not talking about the quality. I'm talking about having the option to go to the doctor when I'm sick.
No, he wasn't changing the subject.
I want you to have the option of going to the doctor.
He was trying to explain to you, and hang on, Michael, hang on, because, you know, it's interesting when people call about this and they support the government doing all of these things as though the government's somehow going to do a better job than a competitive marketplace. Mark's just asking for competition and freedom to compete in this particular industry, which they don't have and haven't had my entire lifetime. We're coming up.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.LRN.FM.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We were talking about robots earlier. We can get back into that, but now it's healthcare. We've had a gentleman on the line. He actually held through there. We're going to bring him back on and get into it a little bit further here, because I think, Mark, you and Michael were kind of talking past one another, and I'm going to try my hand at this here.
Okay.
The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Now, if you're interested in mining Bitcoin, we would recommend you check out the mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the cost, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance that you would normally need to do if you're going to do the mining yourself. But the folks over at pool.bitcoin.com, they're pros, they're technical wizards, they can handle that stuff. You can just put in an investment, and then you should see a return on that. There's actually a calculator there on the site, very easy to use. It'll help you understand what you could possibly make based on what you put in over at pool.bitcoin.com. There's also a 100% uptime guarantee. So if you want to get into mining Bitcoin, go check it out at pool.bitcoin.com. As we go back to Michael in Indianapolis, you were calling, you had some comments regarding healthcare. It sounds like you want to see healthcare costs go down. You want more average people, poor people, for instance, to be able to afford healthcare. And I think a lot of people would agree with you that healthcare is very expensive. But the reason why healthcare is expensive isn't because healthcare is supposed to be expensive. It's because it's regulated to death by the government. All those regulations and controls bring extra costs onto healthcare providers that they otherwise wouldn't have, and they would then be able to pass those savings on to consumers. Mark gave you a couple of examples of some areas of healthcare that are generally not very regulated by the federal government, and indeed, costs go down over time right in those particular sectors. That's what we see in any industry where the government isn't heavily involved, is costs go down. You look at the computer business, for instance. You keep getting faster computers. You keep getting them for cheaper and cheaper prices. There's so many examples of this, but the healthcare business, you've got the FDA and all these government mandates and everything, and that really brings the prices up. So you don't solve the problem of high prices by bringing more government into the picture for subsidies and wealth redistribution programs, because then you just bring in more and more inefficiencies and more people get left behind. But anyway, go ahead with your comments, Michael.
Well, you know, actually, I agree. You know, that is a good point. And I think to kind of bring it back around to the AI discussion, you know, I read recently where we have to start looking forward to a time when doctors aren't going to be as needed.
Yeah, I read the same article. I read the or a similar one.
You know, I'm sure. But the concept's there. I mean, we have to start planning, and we're not planning appropriately for a society that's going to accommodate, you know, in the next 10 to 15 years, where 20 to 30% of the workforce is unemployable, not by choice, but because they've been replaced. I mean,
what do you think the solution is?
Manufacturing jobs are coming. Well, we have to come up with the reason. What is the solution? Yeah, that's a good question. But right
now, do you think it's universal basic income?
I don't have the answers. I wish I did have the answers, and I wish we were working more towards solutions that could accommodate for that, and I think we're getting further away from it.
My thought on AI is, and you know, I could be wrong here, right? Like, there are a lot of people that are saying, you know, when we bring these cars into the market, then all the blacksmiths are going to be without work, and lots of blacksmiths are around, so we'll never have any jobs for those people. And I don't know, right? Like, I could be completely wrong. Like, electricity could have left all the candlestick makers completely without jobs, and I don't know. Maybe we'll see, maybe AI and robotics will leave the marketplace so bereft of jobs that there will be nothing that we can do. But what we can see is, up to this point in human development, is that jobs have always, there's always been new jobs opening up for people who are willing to learn new things and try new stuff. And, you know, usually financial consequences cause people to do that. If I were wealthy, I'm probably just going to say, you know what, I'll just retire. But if I'm not wealthy, if I haven't, you know, handled my money well up to this point, then I'm probably just going to go and get a job doing something different.
Well, that's the fear, is that there won't be any jobs left after the robots take all the jobs. And I think that that's, you know, a scary idea, but there's not really much evidence for that if you look at history. That's not to say that it would be impossible. I mean, anything's possible in that realm. You know, we've yet to see how great these robots are going to be and you know, what jobs will be created after the fact. But human ingenuity is a pretty, you know, it's a real thing. And there's always new ideas and new concepts being built from existing wealth being combined with new ideas and new industries and new disruptions to existing industries that we can't foresee right now. And in the same way that people, when oil was found in fields and it was looked at as a pollutant, because it was, they didn't know what else they could do with it. Well, somebody figured out something else you could do with it, and now it's an incredibly valuable resource. So, you
know, kill people over it.
That human ingenuity is something you got to count on, and I'm not willing to plan for this dire future that you see coming just because some people are scared about it possibly coming. I think that we should cross that bridge when we come to it.
It's a dire future is not. I think that's a misrepresentation. I think being prepared for it. I think if we looked at this last election, I think people are afraid of change. They always will be.
That's
and
true.
Right now, there is
that's
already
true.
We're already in that process of going through that change where people aren't making as much money, and that's kind of roped into this conversation. People aren't able to provide the health care that they've come to expect over the last 100 years, where it was.
Yep.
You know, I have a job. I should be able to go to a doctor every day and not have to think about where that's coming from. And
people may not be making. I don't know. No, when you say people aren't making as much money, that probably has more to do with the government, you know, inflating the money supply than it does anything else. I mean, people seem to have more leisure time now than they've ever had in the past.
That's because they're not working. I think the wages have been stagnant for almost 20 years now.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was saying that. I think that as we continue to go in, and I think a big part of that is people are paying less for the labor that we provided in the past. We're no longer the industrial society that we were 100 years ago, of course, but they're not willing to pay for those because we can go outside of the country to get them. So if we start to see trends like that continue, like they have for the last 20 years, and then we start to pile on top of those, these jobs are being replaced by artificial intelligence, everything from you know, manufacturing to... If you call someone to ask for service at a company, it's going to be answered by a computer instead of a human voice.
What do you think that the role of government's collusion with corporations, big corporations, is in the driving down of the price of labor?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that.
I think it's huge. I think it's gigantic.
Yeah, it's a good continued conversation, though.
Michael, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your discussion. Thank you very much.
And hopefully AI doesn't replace radio hosts.
Thanks
for
calling.
They're already painting paintings, so one would presume that they could do just that. If I'm interesting, there has to be an algorithm that's more interesting than I am.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
CBS has actually been using robots to write news stories, and sometimes you can tell by the punctuation. I'm going to go ahead and look at that, but yeah, the news stories are getting written by bots.
Huh. I'd like to learn more about that. More coming up here. We can take your calls, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled MAG, miracle.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world. And they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show here. It's Free Talk Live with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, but I also want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to join Dash. Head over to Dash.org to learn more about it. It's designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. But if people had been paid in Bitcoin or Dash or some other cryptocurrency instead of paid in U.S. dollars, what would that have done to their purchasing ability if, you know, they'd been paid in those things over the last decade? Bitcoin came out in 2009, so it's been around with us for almost a decade, not quite.
Anybody who received basically one paycheck in Bitcoin would back in 2009 would be wildly wealthy.
They would be a multimillionaire.
Multimillionaire.
At,
one paycheck.
At this point.
For the whole year.
Correct. So the reason I bring that up is our last caller was concerned about wages, arguing that people are making less today than they were before. And that's even with these minimum wage increases going on, right? Like people believe the minimum wage is going to make people more wealthy. But the truth is it doesn't. It, of course, just, you know, increases the money that people have to be paid, and so therefore prices have to be raised kind of concomitant with that. So the prices sort of go up along with the minimum wage. And what we've seen is, of course, businesses are reluctant to raise wages beyond the point of inflation, right? Because the government is inflating the money supply constantly, which is why, you know, the $100 that you spend at the grocery store today doesn't buy what it bought 20 years ago and what it bought 20 years before that. You've got the politicians whittling away at the value of their dollar, and you can guarantee they're going to continue to do that.
That buying power has gone to the 1%.
When you say this, so the wealth is transferred to them, is what you're saying?
That buying power. It's transferred.
Yeah, and so you're put behind the ball because even though you might actually have gotten a raise over time, if those raises haven't put you above the rate of inflation, then your buying power keeps getting weaker and weaker, and it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet for people. And that doesn't have anything to do with anything else besides government monetary policy. So you get the government out of the way, you get rid of government currency, and you replace it with market-based currency, which are open to competition, which will not necessarily be created by the big banks. Right now you've got a situation with government and the banks working together to essentially give people this worthless currency. I mean, it's not completely worthless, but over time it becomes worth less.
Yes, the degrading
currency. Degrading currency. That's a good way to put it. I was just talking with a guy the other night about, he was talking about taking some of the money that he had stashed away and buying some Bitcoin with it. And I said, and he said, well, you know, I know there's risk involved, but I just feel like leaving it, my money just stashed in a hole somewhere isn't a good idea. I should put that into Bitcoin. And I said, yeah, you know, we never know what's going to happen with Bitcoin tomorrow, but the history has been that it has gone up. Mark, I believe you said it's near a new high tonight at over 5,800 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin.
Yep, largest trading platforms calling it about 5,842 right now.
And I reminded him, I said, you know, even if you stick your money in that hole, it's losing value. You may still have, like, you'll say you've got $1,000 in your little cubbyhole or under your mattress or something like that. Well, in 20 years, you may still have $1,000, but what will that $1,000 buy you? It won't buy you as much.
Less.
Exactly.
That much you can almost be sure of.
Yeah. Let's talk to Mitchell, listening in Grand Forks to KNOX. Hello, Mitchell.
Ian.
Hey there.
You must have been listening to Dave Ramsey. You're a pretty smart guy.
I listen to Dave on a relatively regular basis. And
I've heard his show.
He gives good, solid.
No,
some
I'm serious. I live in Grand Forks. So I went to All True. I was in there for 3 days. And the doctor's from Syria. And I had a bad foot swelling. And he'd just come in and touch my foot, and he'd leave. He wouldn't tell me nothing. But for 3 months, I'm $29,000 in the hole.
Mm.
They cut my toe off.
Whoa.
I still don't know what it was about. I had to buy all of my medication. I give a high five to Michael. I was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Catholic hospital. I'm a southern boy. I still play drums. I'm 58 years old. I lost my drums because I can't pay my bills. And I can't afford insurance. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, there are some free market options out there. I know the Medical Center of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City Medical Center. I can't remember
exactly.
When
you say free market option, what do you mean?
It is
they don't take insurance?
That's correct. And they offer significantly lower rates at getting things done. But I don't know what you need to have done, and I can't really, you know, I just don't have any answers.
No, I pay my rent. I buy my own food. I don't go get help.
I do everything on my own. I just can't afford that.
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder, and the government's going to make it more and more difficult.
No doubt about it. Mitchell, thank you for calling, sharing your story with us. I appreciate hearing
terrible.
From you. There's so many horrible stories about people and their family members being not taken care of in this system. And I can understand why some people, and I'm not saying he was saying this, but I can understand why some people will say, well, that's why we need the government. We need the government to take care
of
people like that.
It's a disaster at this point, and there's no doubt about that it's the medical system's disastrous, but we know how it got here, right? The government spending and spending into medicine as though it can help.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You look at other areas where the government tries to help. How about disaster relief, where they come in there with FEMA and literally lock down the roads, preventing other people from coming in and bringing in assistance, threatening people who come in who want to help out, threatening people who want to just come in and, set up a food truck to serve food to people, threatening people over, not having their yard cleaned up immediately after a hurricane, as we saw down in Miami. I mean, so the government comes in and they always make these situations worse. Remember Hurricane Katrina, they prohibited Walmart from coming in with full trucks, 18-wheelers, full of ice and water. I mean, it's just insanity. Because government knows best. Preventing doctors from coming in and helping...
Because bureaucrats never have to say they're sorry.
Preventing doctors from coming in and helping injured people because they didn't ask the government's permission to do so first. Oh, yes, Mr. Doctor, we'd love to have your help. You just go jump through all these hoops over here first while people are dying, while people are getting sick, while people are injured. We've got some paperwork for you to fill out. Which is what healthcare is all about these days. You talk to a doctor and ask them how much of their staff, how many people they have on their staff, and how many of the people on that staff, it's their full-time job, or at least a good portion of their job, to fill out paperwork. Government-mandated paperwork, or insurance company-mandated paperwork. Which, of course, we have all this insurance that's being crammed down people's throats by the government.
Right. The insurance is crammed down your throat, and the insurance companies, the little guys, are regulated out, so you only have a very small amount of competition that works with the government. We have the definition of a cartel when it comes to insurance companies, and then people are surprised that things aren't working out.
No doubt. And, of course, as they keep buying each other up, as they are forced to carry, people that they otherwise wouldn't carry, forced to raise rates, and then fail, they're going to be consolidated even more to the point where eventually the government will swing in there and say, well, this isn't working. We'll just take the whole industry over. We're coming up.
That's the plan.
It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown. But these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features we have for you there. Mark, just before we get back to the calls, I did want to mention that we did do the walk-a-thon thing for St. Jude Children's Hospital, the cancer clinic.
Yep, we did that today.
That was something we'd been talking about doing. You had been promoting walk.freetalklive.com. I think people can still go there and see what was raised. I don't know if they can donate after the fact.
I'm sure St. Jude will figure out some way for you to donate to them.
Yeah, but we did go out today, and we did a walk around Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl actually printed up some of those placards or cards or whatever that you get when you do these walkathon things.
Yeah, everybody got a number.
Yep, he made up numbers for that, and that was very nice of him.
Oddly, you ended up with number 420.
I did, and you had a number that was very, very lengthy.
Yeah, it looked like some kind of mugshot number.
Apparently it was your prisoner number when you were in prison down in Florida. How did he find that out?
I presume he, I don't know. It's not like these things are hard, difficult to find.
Really? I would think it'd be kind of difficult to figure out inmate numbers. That's not exactly a publicly searchable database kind of thing, is it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we went around, what, 5K, so 3.1 or something like that, miles?
Something like that, yeah.
Around the city. Took us, about an hour?
I guess.
A little less than that?
I don't know. It was nice. We stopped off.
I think it was about an hour.
Had some food later.
And then, yeah, we went to the local Bitcoin meetup afterwards at a local Indian restaurant. And so, yes, it was a success. And I believe you said that we had raised over $500 for that walk from our listeners.
I was going from memory. I'd have to check and see what the numbers were. I wouldn't quote anything at this moment.
All right, so our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got George. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, George.
Yes, I like to see the government offer herbalists to help people that can't afford medicine and health care get an herbalist and, you know, natural medicine and get the pharmaceutical poison out of most systems and try to go natural a little bit, see if that works.
You said you want the government to offer that?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, what he's pointing out here, and I think that it's very fair, is that not everybody wants the same kind of health care. And when the government steps in and says, we're going to fund this kind of health care or whatever, they're picking winners. Now, you know, this may not be the kind of health care that I'm looking for, but people should, and people will in a free market, be able to pick the kind of medical care that they want to get.
Yes. You know, I think that would work, and I just believe that the government, if Trump is like to stir things up, he needs to stir something like this up and see if he can help people that can't afford this expensive health system that we have right now.
Well, and one of the ways you could do that would be to get rid of the FDA, right? Because the FDA is this huge government bureaucracy that stands in the way of herbalists, like you're talking about. It stands in the way of naturopaths. It stands in the way of these alternative healing remedies that many people swear by. I mean, they, you know, they have had personal experience with these remedies, and they have worked for them. Now, if you are somebody who believes in one of these remedies, then you can tell your own personal story. Like you said, it worked for you, but you can't say X cures Y. You can't say without the FDA's approval that this will help with this, you know, whatever the item is, this natural remedy will help with problem number one or two or whatever we're talking about here. You can't do that, or else men with guns from the federal government will come in and they will, you know, take your stuff from you. They will shut your business down. We were just talking a few months ago about the Amish guy. Remember this story, Mark, about the Amish dude in, I forget where it was, but where the Amish hang out, probably Ohio or something like that, that the Amish guy had been making a salve, a chickweed salve, for, you know, decades, and he made some claims about it. He made some claims that it, you know, cured cancer or something like that. And they came after that guy, and he's going to prison now because of that. Because people were buying voluntarily his product. Many of them probably believe that it does, you know, what he says that it does. And, again, buyer beware, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't cure cancer. Maybe some people had their cancer go away after they used it, you know.
The poison that they're getting us now, there's a lot of people dying from that.
True. More people die every year in this country from using medicine that is properly prescribed than they do from drug overdoses, illegal drug overdoses.
George, thanks for your
opioids. And I like to say something about the prison situation. This guy, I think, was a governor in the South. He had a stand. He wanted people to work for slavery and didn't want to release them from prison. Did you hear about that?
No. When is this? Where is this?
I've seen on a Rachel Maddow show. And, you know, I agree that people should be able to work outside of prison instead of nonviolent criminals. You know, you can find something for them to do. All nonviolent criminals, nobody should be in prison if they didn't really create anything that's, you know, dangerous to the society.
I totally agree.
And
the only
somebody.
People who should be behind bars are people who have hurt other human beings.
That's what I agree. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, George. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, you can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Pablo is in Wisconsin. Pablo, where are you calling from in Wisconsin? Just curious.
I believe it's Jefferson.
You believe? All right. You must be driving through.
Yeah, I'm just driving through. I drive a truck for a living, so I drive all over the United States.
Thank you for your service.
And, but what I was listening to, a lot of people wanting more government and health care and even the minimum wage and all that. The only thing that all does is makes it harder for regular people to survive.
So true.
I mean, before Obamacare and everything, I was able to afford my health care at $300 a month.
Yeah, that's
right now, I've been trying to get health care. Right now, I've been trying to get health care for me and my family, and they want me to pay $600, $700 a month.
So $300 was for your whole family, and now it's doubling?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, the more government gets into the businesses and to industries that they really don't understand, like in the regulations for us truck drivers, they keep on regulating us because they say that we're dangerous out here. Well, we're not the dangerous. I mean,
absolutely not. You're the professionals. You're the ones. You guys are the ones who know how to drive. It's all those other fools.
Exactly, and you know, the more they regulate us, the more dangerous it is for us to be out here.
I cannot disagree with a single word that you're saying, Pablo. I mean, if anybody knows how bad the government is, it's the people who are being regulated by them, like professional drivers.
Right. Like, you have a little light that doesn't matter at all on your truck go out. They slap you with a big old fine. You don't even have to have that light on your truck. It's not a legally mandated light. But if the light goes out, what's that, $500 fine?
Yeah, between $5,000 to $1,000.
My God.
Thanks. Thank you for protecting and serving me.
Well, that doesn't protect and serve anybody.
No, it doesn't.
What it does is it increases the cost of moving product across the country, because you have to understand that, you know, you're going to get hit with these tickets, and so you've got to build those in as a cost of doing business, which means that the price of whatever it is that is being delivered has to go up. And so basically everybody at the cash register of, you know, the end consumer is the one, they're the ones who are paying those fines. Ultimately, yeah, it comes out of the truck driver's pocket for that moment, but, you know, these are...
That's not exactly right. So it tends to push up pricing, but it's not exactly, the overhead doesn't dictate price. Supply and demand dictate price. Okay, so it tends to affect supply, but it does.
If I got to pay more, I'm going to charge more, and that's what everybody's got to do.
Sure,
I understand what you're saying is if competition's there, you may have to sell below cost in order to move your product or whatever. But those are pretty rare circumstances. Generally, if every truck driver
and the thing is, I hate to interrupt you, but one other thing is what a lot of people don't realize is, the last time us truck drivers got a raise was back when my dad was driving, back in 1975.
That's
matter of
crazy.
Fact, we've been losing money.
Yeah.
As the years gone by, I mean.
Right. Regulations.
My
the
uncle
more...
got out of the business because he said it got more and more difficult to make money.
Pablo, drive safe out there, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for doing what you do, because that's what keeps America going. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. I mean, that guy gets it. 855-450-FREE. Hour number 3 is coming up, and you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.